You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Cup of Joe Morning Show hotline. I got Carmella on the line. I wanted to ask you, Carmella, is what's something good that's happened to you lately? What do you think?
Something really cool that's happened to me. Geez, you think I would think of something fantastic. Let me think real quick. I've been focusing on some negative stuff, to be honest with you, so I have to think about it. Let me think about it. Something really cool that's happened to me lately.
You want us to pray for the negative stuff?
Yeah, just too much, like, stuff that I'm focusing on. I have, we have a hummingbird that just came to the window a couple minutes ago.
That's pretty cool. It sure is. That's a great
one.
Yeah,
hummingbird. Yeah, really cool hummingbird. And I like to draw, so I'm drawing a picture for my mother's roommate in the hospital. She's in the hospital right now. My mom is.
Cool.
And so I'm drawing a picture for her, and that's nice. And I sold 3 pictures of paintings or pictures that I draw. At an art show in Wurzburg a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
And what's cool about that is that my friends bought them. Hee hee hee.
Wow.
You know?
You're an artist. Well, good for you. Look at that. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a real
pleasure. Yeah, I got to focus on the positive. I mean, I really appreciate you asking me that because it's like, whoa, I got to get back to the, God is good.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Yes, it is One-Liner Wednesday. Absolutely. I think I know a thing or two about being in a redneck church. You know you're in a redneck church. If people ask, when they learn Jesus fed the 5,000, whether the 2 fish were bass or catfish, and what bait was used to catch them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, true.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
Thinking if I give you $50 and say, go over to the next person you see and ask them, I'll give you a $50 if you can tell me a Bible verse. That actually happened.
I'll give you $50 if you could tell me one Bible verse.
Has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching in his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Ooh.
They will mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Ooh, amen. That's $50. Right. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord, man.
If you had one message to the world, what would it be?
Get saved.
Ooh. There you go.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
So school starting is imminent. Now, it is. So I was thinking about, I just came across this about, and I asked the question kind of rhetorically, would you stand outside in the hallway and take notes because teacher wouldn't let you inside? Not because you were being punished, but you are in a way, simply for the color of your skin. Would you do that? Well, Clara B. Williams did, and many others did as well, too. College professors did not allow her inside the classroom because she was black. But that didn't stop her, of course. She took notes from the hallway, standing up, eventually graduated at the age of 51, lived to be 108. She must have had quite a disposition. And even saw her 3 sons become doctors. Many people weighed in on that post. You know, just disgusted because how much of an idiot do you have to be just to do that, to punish somebody just because of the color of their skin like that? Many people were. Many people persevered. They weren't going to be stopped. I highly recommend you read the biography of Mr. Isaiah Hinton. It's called Road to Dawn. Start reading it, you'll find out it's a biography of a man who was born into slavery in Maryland. His parents were there already, of course. It is absolutely an incredible journey pieced together by a historian. I don't know how he did it. Had to be, I just don't know how he did it. But Isaiah, of course, learned from listening to the children that he took to school. He learned by listening to the people that he took to the saloon on Saturday night, the family, mainly the man. He learned by sitting on the steps of the church. And he ended up preaching, even though he couldn't read. He knew so much of the Bible and about Jesus and God. Preached in Ohio, where he was free. Not that he stayed there, but I think it was his 16-year-old son finally said, "Dad, you got to learn to read." But the really cool thing about his testimony is that, you know how he got saved? He's sitting there when Jesus, when he learned that Jesus took his whipping. We forget about that, right? We always think about the cross. But Isaiah was thinking about that whipping because he was intimately familiar with that. He said nobody would take a whipping for anybody. And that man did it for me. I'm following that man right there, Jesus. That's what it says. It's incredible. Road to Dawn.
The Sound of Life.
Maybe what you need is some marriage advice. It's pretty cool. Marriage advice from Nick this morning.
One of the worst pieces of advice young husbands get, usually from older, unhappy, bitter husbands, is don't ever argue with your wife, just tell her she's right. Well, I can tell you this much. Nobody likes to be treated like a petulant child that needs to be placated so you can get on to better things. The real question is how do you effectively have arguments with your wife? Well, we came up with three rules that have worked pretty well for the last 24 years. Rule one, always remember you're talking to someone that you love and care about. This will help you moderate your tone and the language you use. Rule number two, facts matter. It's not that perspective and feelings don't, it's just that they don't trump facts. However, there's good ways to deliver facts and bad ways. See rule one. Rule three is we're not in competition with one another. The reason why we're going through this process is because we both want to be better at the other end of it so we can be successful as a married couple. Now, does this work? Well, for 24 years, it's worked pretty well for us. However, if it doesn't and you make her mad, just go tighten all the jars in the house. And she'll have to come and talk to you.
Mm. The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
Sometimes desert roads come when we least expect them, but they always come. They're always going to be there. And that is the time when you really listen to God. You know what it is. Stephanie was 5 months pregnant with her first child when, unfortunately, her baby's heart stopped beating. She was devastated. As the days went on, she was nervous about returning to work. Stephanie is a sixth grade teacher, and she didn't know how she was going to face the kids after going through this. So she, after 4 weeks of recovering, walked into her empty classroom and turned on the light. Stephanie is very brave. She has no idea how emotional it's going to be, what's going to happen. But she did it, and she turned the lights on, and her life changed. Glued to the wall were hundreds of colored paper butterflies, each with a handwritten message on it from current and past students. All the messages had encouraging words like, "Keep moving forward. We're thinking of you. Know that we love you." It was exactly what she needed. You know, sometimes it takes only one act of kindness and caring who change a person's life.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
Yesterday morning, I got an opportunity to talk to the one and only Mark Hall. Yay! Of Casting Crowns. And I wanted to ask Mark, and I'll tell you, today's the day officially of their 20th anniversary. So we talked about a lot of stuff. You can see it. And believe it or not, a first happened for Cup of Joe. It was a Zoom call. It's about time, huh? And so you get to see Mark and all his. He looks great. I don't know how you do it sitting in your car, you know, waiting somewhere and talking to me. And boy, I needed some makeup. But it was. But now that's not a here or there. But I got a chance to. I just want to know what his day was like. I said, you must have a pretty structured day. You know, his wife is the road manager. So she keeps them in line as they go out on the road and bring their families and all that kind of stuff as they're coming to the Palace Theater in Albany on the 28th of September. Okay. Celebrating this very 20-year anniversary. But I asked this, Mark, you know, how's your day? It must be pretty structured.
I've got classes that I sit in on and help with. I've got clinics and doctors I'm going to right now for voice and back. I just had my spine surgery on my neck. They fused three of my discs together about 14 weeks ago.
Wow.
So you should have heard the doctor telling me about this. Okay, Mark, what we're going to do is we're going to take your vocal cords and we're going to slide it over here. We're going to go in through the front and fuse this. I didn't hear anything he said about my spine after I heard this is over here. And that,
wow.
He's telling me what he's going to do. It's all going to be great. I said, okay, so can we get back to this part over here? I'm going to need this. I'm going to need this right back over here in this region. And so it was a little tough getting back singing, but we've done about six concerts since the surgery, and it's working itself out.
I mean, the more we talk, the more I thought, Mark, you really, I mean, your talking is could be improved. He said, well, I sing a lot better than I talk. I said, okay.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
I remember one time my wife and I went to see my college play, UNC Charlotte. UNC Charlotte was playing, and they graduated to the big time. They're playing in the Coliseum. And there was a play in the game that was, I'll be honest with you, it was like about as far away from me as you could get. On the far side of the court, down on the other end of the court, you know. And it sure looked like the guy going in for a layup was undercut. It looked like the guy just came right up under his legs and cut. I mean, everybody, there was no call on the play, and everybody was booing, and they were getting on this player so bad that the coach really did the right thing. He took the player out. He was the opposing player. And so later that night, watching the replays on television, the referee was right. The player did not, it just looked like he undercut him. And I was like, wow.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.